Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's Wild Card Wednesday. That's how you start Wild Card Wednesday right there. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. Any artist, any song, anything, 312-981-7200-773 area code, requested the Woody Woodpecker song by Mel Blanc and the Sportsman. All right.
Do they just mess with you, your listeners, or does she love that song?
I'm not really sure. I think on Wild Card Wednesday, sometimes there are some loons.
Well, I think it's too when you hear a song or you remember a song and you go, oh, yeah, that song. So then they just use you as a YouTube.
Right.
Like, I want to hear that song now.
Yeah.
And then they ask you.
Because somebody wanted to hear the Woody Woodpecker song, evidently.
Right.
Got a smile out of me.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't not smile when you hear that.
No. I agree.
He was kind of a jerk, wasn't he? Woody Woodpecker.
He was a bit, yeah. You know, a lot of cartoon characters were jerks, Esmeralda.
But you can't help but love them.
No, man, I love Woody Woodpecker. But, I mean, if you think about it, Bugs Bunny's a bit of a jerk.
Only to those who deserve it.
See, do you think that the cartoonist made him a woodpecker on purpose?
I do think so, yes, Vic. I do. I think he
the fact
did.
That he was a jerk. And
yeah, yeah. No, a lot of, like, you know, Tom and Jerry. Jerry was a jerk. I used to always root for Tom. He always used to lose, though.
Wait, but again, Jerry can't afford to not be a jerk, or he will get eaten.
Well, he should get eaten, because he's a jerk.
Well, you know what? Not even eaten. Tom would probably just claw at him and then choke him or whatever cats.
And then carry him to his owner.
Right.
And go, look at this.
And then that's it. Poor Jerry's twitching on the ground.
Right. And the owner freaks out. Like, why did you bring me a dead mouse, man? What's that all about?
And then who's going to take care of that tiny little French mouse? Right? It was French.
Well, there were a bunch of them because he had, you know...
There's the one that always, I remember watching it, would always get into trouble.
Well, there was like a baby mouse?
Yeah, he was like a little baby, and
right.
I think he was very kind, like, didn't know much.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So Jerry had to keep catching him. And
but there were other supporting characters that would come in. You know, like, there were other little mice that would mess around with Jerry. And, yeah. And then, of course, there was the famous bulldog.
But he liked Jerry. He was fine with Jerry.
Yeah, because he hated Tom. He was also a jerk. You know who else was a jerk? Foghorn Leghorn. But I love Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, yeah, no. He was a big jerk. He was just a jerk.
He would take, like, the picket fence, the picket from a picket fence, while the dog was asleep in his doghouse. He'd grab him by the tail and lift up his butt and then just whack the hell out of him with the with the picket fence. Foghorn Leghorn is the king. He's the best.
So is the Roadrunner or Wile E. Coyote the jerk?
The Roadrunner. That's not even... I rooted for the...
But
I,
again...
I rooted for Wile E. Coyote every single show.
Wile E. Coyote's trying to eat him.
Good.
Which I never understood. No meat on that Roadrunner.
The other thing is, the Roadrunner, if he's so terrified of being eaten, why does he keep going back and messing with Wile E. Coyote? You just run away. You're a Roadrunner.
Revenge? Runner.
He's a jerk, that's why.
Why didn't Wile E. Coyote go to a different supplier?
I know. You would think after ordering from Acme and everything backfiring and blowing up in his face that he wouldn't. I also didn't, you know, I also had an issue with the fact that the Roadrunner had magical powers that he could go through a painted hole in a wall. Like the Roadrunner.
Wile E. Coyote could walk on air.
No, he would fall.
As long as he didn't look down. But yeah. He always looked down.
As long as he was like move, as long as he started to move his legs, he would be all right.
That's on the right. Coyote.
But the coyote,
exactly.
I wanted to know that the coyote paints like a tunnel on a brick wall, you know, and then all of a sudden it's a tunnel for real when the stupid coyote or the Roadrunner runs into it. The coyote tries to follow him. It's a brick wall again. He smashes into it and busts his face. How is that fair? All of this is because we played the Woody Woodpecker
It is.